Last of a three-game set between the Astros and Rays. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and both teams are ready to go. We'll take you to the bottom of the first. Logan Morrison at the plate.
In the stretch, he delivers. Here's a high drive into center field. Racing back is Mareznick to the warning track at the base of the wall. He reaches up, makes the catch. Hits hard against the wall, and he's hurt. He's down on the field after he threw it back in, and Dickerson back to first base. He lost his cap, but I think he's also holding, well, I'm not sure if he, I think he's holding his right shoulder.
Might have had his, the air knocked out of him as well, as he is down for the count right now. And the trainer coming out to have a little chat. He's waving off the trainer or waving off somebody. But maybe it's just a case where he had the wind knocked out of him, because that was it. Not a glancing blow off of that wall. That was a direct hit.
Here it comes. There's a long drive deep to left field. Down the line and into the corner. It's off the pole. Home run, Souza Jr. 3-0 Rays. Swing and a line drive to the gap left center. That gets down for a base hit. Mareznick cuts it off deep of the warning track. In to score Peterson. Weeks to third and holds. And the Rays lead 4-0 of the base hit by Sucre.
Two balls, one strike, 2 outs, and the base is empty. There's a swing and a drive toward right. Backing up on it is Peterson. He gets to the wall and he's going to run out of room. Carlos Correa hits his second home run of the season. And he puts Houston on the board. It's now 4-2.
With 2 out of the base is empty, here is Altuve. High drive deep in the air to left field. Dickerson turns and looks at the wall, and this one is gone. Jose Altuve has hit his second homer of the series, and it's a one-run game, 4-3 Rays.
Starting ready with a 1-0. Here's a swing and a line drive base hit. It's going to give Houston their first lead of the day. McCann with a single to right field. It scores Carlos Beltran, and it's 5-4. The Astros have now taken the lead as they come all the way back. Every inning since the sixth. As here's a swing and a looper into left field, and that is going to get down for a hit. Around third is Altuve. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's cut off. They've got McCann caught between second and third. Beckham throws it back to Miller, who applies the tag. And that will take care of McCann and the Astros, but they get another run across and score twice here in the 10th.
6-4 Astros is your final score. The victory gives the Astros their first series win at Tropicana Field since June of 2008. After his brilliant catch, Jake Mareznick would come out of the game because of concussion-like symptoms. After a 4-0 lead, Kevin Cash and the Rays came up short in the 10th as they lost to the Astros 6-4 on Sunday in Tampa Bay. Here's the skipper on the loss.
We let one get away from us, obviously, today. Came out, got an early lead, really strong performance in the first. You know, you'd like to add on, but I think you also got to credit Musgrove for shutting it down. He got really good, mixed, and we just couldn't get anything going after that. So frustrating loss. Look, we played good this homestand, no doubt about that. Would have liked to have gotten this one, but we'll bounce back here tomorrow when we get to Baltimore.
After the first inning, what did you see that changed for Joe Musgrove that made him so effective?
Well, I think just the mixing of the pitches. I mean, he had a breaking ball, he had a slider, mixed some change-ups, four-pitch mix, and it just kept some guys off balance. You didn't see many good swings on them.
Rays will be in Baltimore on Monday to take on the Orioles.